You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. Quite soon, April the 6th, the week on Wednesday, isn't it? All British dogs are going to have microchips. The idea is pretty simple. A dog gets found, it can be returned to its owner. If it's stolen, it goes to the vet, they can see that something is amiss. Maria Wicks is here. She is with Dogs Trust Basildon. She's the centre manager for their rehoming centre. Can you rehome, John? I don't know. A rehoming centre. But also Georgie is here, who is... tell us about Georgie, Maria. She's 8 months old.
She's an 8 month old little sort of Frenchie. She came into the centre when she was 15 weeks old. Someone brought her in and sort of said they'd found her and didn't know a lot about her. She had no microchip at the time, so we held her for 7 days, as we do with any stray dog that comes in. And in that time, she sort of came home as a foster dog with me. But what we discovered very quickly that she was really quite poorly. So she had a number of medical conditions that she came in with, one of which was an inoperable heart condition. And unfortunately, we weren't able to trace the source of where she'd come from. And so she's now staying with me.
Yeah, and very sweet she looks too. She's really perked up now, actually. She's gone towards the microphone as if she wants to say something for herself, which she's not. But the point being that if she had been chipped, what? You could have found...
She was clearly puppy farmed, so we know that that's a big issue in the UK at the moment, and the problem is that with these dogs not being microchipped, we're not able to trace them back and hold these irresponsible breeders responsible for what
they're
doing. So
basically, you think she'd been dumped?
Absolutely.
When they realised how ill she
was. How poorly she was, and they couldn't make any money from her.
And you can see that chips would make a difference. If every dog has to be chipped and you could instantly find out who owned them, etc. The problem, surely, is that even at the moment, with quite a few dogs being chipped, quite a high proportion being chipped, the checks are not done, so people don't discover what they should be discovering, particularly vets.
Yeah, we're trying to raise awareness with vets and really make it part of their protocol so that the first time a dog's brought into them, they are checking for a microchip. Again, everybody who's on social media now will see the amount of stolen dogs. And again, actually, a number of those will be microchipped. And if vets were doing that check when the dog first comes in, those dogs could be reunited.
Because the chip's pointless, isn't it, if people don't use it?
Exactly. So, that sort of part of the responsibility does need to come back to the vets, really, as the main source of knowledge. But the big thing for us is actually a lot of dogs get brought into the centre who are very much loved and well looked after. We have dogs that we call escape artists. They love to be out and about, they're a bit of a hobo, and they get brought into the centre. And we're able to scan that dog straight away, use our databases to contact their owners, literally they can be reunited with their owner within sort of 10-15 minutes of being brought into the centre.
And for people who haven't done it, I mean, the cost is, well, it's not huge, is it? But it's something.
No, I think if you take them to your vet, the average cost would be about £20. But certainly you can take your dog into your nearest Dogs Trust Centre. We'll do it for free. We run a number of initiatives up and down the country. We have a website called chipmydog.org.uk that you can go to and see where we're running local events and take your dog along to get the microchip for free.
Maria Witt, thank you very much.
I didn't realise how tiny the chips are.
It's literally the size of a grain of rice. Yeah. We just we use a machine that sort of injects it in between the shoulder blades.
Takes a second.
Fairly painless. And then, you know your dog is going to be reunited with you for the rest of its life. The really important thing...
Well, provided people read it, that's the thing.
That's it. The thing that's really important that people must remember is when they move, is that they update their details or they change their mobile number, because we see that a lot, where dogs do come in, it has got a microchip, we find the dog and the phone line's dead, or the person's moved from their address. So that's really important that people remember that as well.
Thanks, Maria. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.